It's the afternoon cruise on Jazz 88. I'm hanging with guitarist and band leader Cody Steinman. Steinman's getting ready to host J.D. Allen, a tenor sax player. And J.D. Allen and Cody Steinman are going to be playing at Ice House on Saturday, then heading into the studio the next day to make a recording. They're recording an album, in fact. Cody's going to be joined, as mentioned, by J.D. Allen on tenor and the other members of Steinman's trio, Chris Bates on bass and Abinet Berhanu on drums. There's also going to be a special appearance from Solomon Parham on the trumpet. Cody, when your name's Cody, is there like a longer name, or does your birth certificate just say Cody?
It just says Cody.
Was your middle name April? Cody April Steinman? Are you comfortable telling me your middle name?
It's William. Cody Williams.
Cody William Steinman.
Yes.
You've been working hard.
I have.
I needed your full name to establish, like your mother, how much you've been working hard. Cody William Steinman, are you getting enough sleep?
I am, luckily.
Okay.
I've been able to find a balance.
Okay. You got a recording session coming up. You got gigs this weekend. You're sort of escorting J.D. Allen around town. You're doing a master class on Saturday at the High School for the Recording Arts, sponsored by Walker West Music Academy. How are you feeling about this whole project of one of your mentors, one of your instructors, and one of your friends, J.D. Allen, coming into town for this project?
Man, I'm feeling blessed, honestly. You know, this worked out in a really beautiful way. And, you know, I'm really appreciative of JD, you know, and everything that he's been doing in this process, too. And, you know, I'm really appreciative of the community here in the Twin Cities and how we were all able to come together to make this whole thing possible, really.
That is one unique thing in my mind about the jazz scene here, is that when something needs to happen, folks go, I can kick in for this. I can make this happen. Let's get this together and make it worth the while of whoever is coming to visit or whatever sort of project needs to happen. And yes, that is a tribute to the beauty of our scene. Now, the show that you're doing with your own trio alongside J.D. Allen is on Saturday at Ice House, and then you're going to be recording a lot of that music the next day.
Yes.
How many songs are there? Is all the ink dry on the charts? Is everything done? Are you doing any covers on the album?
No, it's all done. It's all original music. It's 7 songs, maybe 8.
Okay.
For the show, we'll do some of the – we'll probably open the show with some, you know, standard – Cody Steinman trio music. You know, we'll probably play Not Sappy at All because I think she's beautiful to open things up. But the music for the band featuring JD is specifically written for a trio featuring JD Allen and with his voice specifically in mind.
Let's talk about that experience of being a writer and a musician, and that first time you walk around and put a chart in front of everybody and go, all right, let's try this. And you're shaking and you're nervous and you're worried you got the accidentals marked wrong or somebody's going to go, I can't even play this note. And all those things. Now, you're past a lot of that, Cody. You've been working for a long time. But I remember that fear intrinsically from maybe being 14 or 15 years old and trying to play an original with the Walker West Jazz Academy when I was in the 2 p.m. Saturday band.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I love Walker West, man.
Oh, you got to love Walker West. But this is different, man. You're not putting a chart in front of your friend Chris Bates, who you played a bunch of shows with. You're not putting a chart in front of Abinet Berhanu. You're putting a chart in front of J.D. April Allen, William Allen, whatever the man's middle name is. Like, how does it feel to – this is a man who's made records with Masters. This is a man who is celebrated as a tenor saxophonist the world over. How does it feel to put your music in front of him?
Man, honestly, it feels like a blessing. You know, like I said earlier, you know, I feel this worked out in a very mysterious, kind of beautiful ways I would have never expected, you know. And, you know, I'd been a fan of JD's work for about 2 years, you know, before I ever, like, officially, like, got connected with him, mm-hmm. You know. And I've been a very avid fan of the tenor saxophone as a whole. I'm one of those kind of guitar players that I feel comes way more out of horn players than I do anybody else. I feel like I'm a horn player. I'm
trapped in a guitar player.
Trapped in a guitar player's body, you know, or something. And, you know, so I knew a lot about, like, you know, what's possible on the instrument and kind of what the sound that I wanted before I presented this music to him, you know. And JD has listened to a good amount of my work too,
yeah.
You know, and he expressed interest, you know, in working together, you know, in one of our lessons, actually, you know, he said, I'd be down to do some stuff. And, you know, that kind of, you know, honestly, JD investing in me like that was one of those moments that kind of gave me the confidence to, like, really invest in myself.
Well, I mean, it's a vote of confidence. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm so glad that a player like J.D. Allen wants to get behind what you're doing. Now, that changes the relationship, though, right? You've been a student of his. You've worked with him, and now you're about to have to go, like, back to the head. Like, let's try this part, you know, and do all the things it takes to actually make it happen on the bandstand. Do you feel comfortable with making that process possible? Has Abinett played with JD before?
No, okay. I don't think Abinett has, but Abinett's also been an avid fan of JD's work for quite a while. I know he's seen him play multiple times when he was living on the East Coast. And, you know, I mean, I've led bands for quite a while now, you know, and, you know, I've learned for me, I'm the kind of band leader that, it's like I have my hands tight on certain things, but there's a lot of stuff that I really just kind of like to leave up to the moment and leave up to how the band shapes everything there, you know? So making the jump from, like, you know, being a student to, you know, being the band leader and, you know, JD being the band does feel pretty natural. You know, there's don't get me wrong, there's parts of me that are definitely nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. But there's a lot of it where I feel really strongly about some of this because, you know, just because I know where this music is coming from for me and I know why I wrote it, you know, and regardless of maybe if we decide to change some small details in our rehearsals or anything, it's all there. And, you know, me, Chris, and Abinett, we've been working together for quite a while now, you know, and we're one of those bands that, you know, we actively rehearse together, not just for shows, but we've gotten together just to, like, you know, really dissect the music, you know. So for JD coming in, you know, it's going to kind of be one of those situations where he's stepping into, like, an already well-formed kind of sound and trio. So I feel that the sounds will meld in a very unique and special way.
I'm chatting with Cody Steinman. He's getting ready for a serious run of work this weekend, including a show at Ice House on Saturday with his trio alongside J.D. Allen and special guest Solomon Parham, and some recording sessions on Sunday to capture some new music with that lineup. Cody Steinman, I want to throw a little bit of highlighter on something that J.D. Allen is doing earlier that day. He's going to be at High School for the Recording Arts in St. Paul, sponsored by Walk West Music Academy, doing a masterclass. Is it 10:30 to 12:30?
It's 10:30 to 12:30, yes.
10:30 to 12:30. And J.D. Allen is a force in the world of jazz and somebody who, if he's, you know, when he comes through town, it's usually for 5 hours to play a show and then on to the next city. This is a different thing. So this is an opportunity for musicians of all instruments, of all stripes, to be, you know, around a real heavy. And that's a really cool opportunity that you're making possible.
Yeah, no. And, you know, I just really want to stress that, like, you know, I don't know when any, you know, artist of this caliber is going to be presenting a masterclass of this kind of capacity.
Sure.
Anytime soon, again, at least even in the kind of the Midwest, you know, and you can RSVP on Walker West's website. There's a link there.
J.D. Allen, he's coming to town. He'll be here Friday night, Jazz Central's Saturday over at Ice House Saturday morning. For this clinic, High School for the Recording Arts, sponsored by Walker West Music Academy. Cody Steinman, thank you for making your way out to Jazz 88 to chat about this weekend. Good luck, Cody William Steinman.
Thank you so much, Sean.